The blades of 365 turbines rotate on the edge of Lake Turkana. This wind farm, the largest in Africa, is perched on a stretch of rocky desert in northern Kenya. Yet it is key to the country's plans to have a fully green energy supply by 2030. With a capacity to dispense 310 megawatts of low-cost power, it will increase energy supply by 13%. Those who live and work in Marsabit, home to the wind farm, can't wait to be connected. But some are not happy it's not already happened.
We thought our problems will end. We are told the wind energy will help us when it comes, but it's taking too long to reach us.
Marsabit is one of the few regions in Kenya still running on generators. People here say they want to go green and benefit from their wind farm. Many are increasingly using solar energy to power their homes.
Renewable energy from natural sources, including geothermal, wind, solar, and hydroelectric, account for about 90% of Kenya's electricity needs. The country's electricity company is also diversifying by using geothermal steam for other uses.
It's like a direct impact in agriculture. Because we have the greenhouses, we are growing horticulture, we have fish, that is also agriculture, we have drying of crops. If we really want to get to large-scale farmers, even people who are doing commercial drying, we have to locate them adjacent to a geothermal field.
All this makes Kenya a global leader in climate change. But some analysts say that in itself may not help if the developed world does not do better.
Option one is to continue investing in cleaning mechanisms for the already polluting industries. Option two is to invest in new renewable technologies and clean technologies in Africa and make use of the clean energy in Africa. That is the cheaper option we should sell now, and that's what the world should choose.
Jafar Abdirahman says all he wants is a clean and a more reliable power source to run his business. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Marsabit, Kenya.